On Thursday, grade 8 students Paulina Mayall, Violet Dickey, and Olivia Bolton from St. Gregory Catholic School in Picton presented their perspective on sustainable community affordable housing solutions to Prince Edward County Committee of the Whole as part of their C3 Curiosity Creates Change program. The students spoke in regard to issues concerning food insecurity, lack of public transportation, tourism impacts on local industry and property values, living expenses, and the current living wage being unlivable.
Many families in the county struggle with food insecurity and cannot support their families, which leads the families to resort to getting the majority of their food supply from food banks. Recently, my class took a trip to the Wellington Food Bank, where we were met with extremely small storage rooms and a lack of space. And out of the 7 food banks in PEC, they all share these same issues. Lack of storage space, shortage of staff, and inaccessible locations. In addition to this issue, the lack of suitable public transport in the county makes it difficult for families struggling with financial problems to access public services and support. This lack of transit leaves people without cars, as well as people who cannot pay for gas or car loans helpless, especially with everything being spread out so far.
One of the key issues preventing the county from being self-sustaining is tourism. While there's nothing wrong with tourism in itself, businesses in the county have become too reliant on tourism as a source of income. Because many tourists are purchasing most affordable properties as summer homes and cottages, real estate prices have gone up due to high demand. This became an even bigger problem during the pandemic, as people from cities like Toronto moved to more rural areas such as the county to avoid the crowds and protect from the virus. Property taxes have also gone up substantially due to the increase in property values. The solution to this problem is not as simple as just getting rid of the tourists. Because of the county's reliance on tourism for income, just getting rid of the tourists would cause the economy to collapse. Instead, we need to focus our businesses on providing services targeted towards local residents of the county, people who live here 12 months a year, and continuing with tourist-focused businesses in the 4 months that tourists tend to come to the county the most often, May, June, July, and August, while continuing to provide plenty of locally targeted services to avoid being dependent on tourism. Another big issue with the current state of the economy is living expenses. The current average cost of monthly utility bills in Ontario is $320 Canadian. That is extremely high compared to the average cost of monthly utilities in the US, which is $109 to $242 Canadian. With the current minimum wage being $19 an hour, our so-called living wage is hardly livable at all, with the cost of living in Ontario averaging at $1,400 a month for a single adult person.
They then offered potential solutions to these problems.
We have come up with many solutions for these issues. These solutions include community gardens, food banks, farmers markets and farm stands, supporting local and locally targeted businesses, becoming less dependent on tourism to sustain the economy, expanded transit routes, more public transit services, small or essential home developments, and affordable housing subdivisions.
A living wage that is actually livable. The county is very spread out. We should put more resources and stores in between, such as food, pharmacy, toiletries, clothes, etc. Connectivity. We need better internet. People need internet for jobs, businesses, and services. But connectivity doesn't matter if you don't have a house you can afford to live in. In conclusion, the affordable housing crisis needs to be solved before it completely wrecks our economy.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, this is Alex Wright.